Well, smack my ass and shave my balls. It's the best damn podcast from Chippewa Falls.
Maybe yeah. Tongue punch the turd cutter.
Oh,
fart box.
You
fart
dumb
box.
Dink.
Good morning, all you hick guys and gals.
You scared me.
We are Tales from the Hicks, and who have we got with us today?
Hey, I'm Jason.
And I'm Chad.
BDC in the house.
This is Ben.
And I am Nate. Chad?
Hi.
Tell us, what is going on outside?
The only answer is to BDC.
BDC.
It's currently sprinkles.
Sprinkles?
Currently.
I like them on my cake.
Yep.
My donut. Ice cream.
To go with the sprinkles is 66 degrees.
Ooh.
It's chilly.
11 MPHs coming from the west.
Fucking gorgeous.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
But that's the temperature today and wind and just how it is.
Seems kind of chilly for this time of year.
Well, definitely cooled off.
I wondered if Jason would have a stocking hat on when I got here today. Yeah.
I knew he would have the sweaty. I knew he'd have the hoodie on.
Right. Well, I wondered. I debated between hoodie and Columbia coat or both.
Might need to borrow my red Moken jacket.
Yeah. Do you have a coat in the truck already?
No.
Oh, okay.
Mm-mm. I don't believe you.
I got blankets.
Oh.
I was going to say, I can't believe a jacket doesn't just live in your truck.
I got a furnace in there.
A furnace?
In your truck? On the red? Oh. Yep. And gets hot.
Didn't mom ever teach you to carry like gloves and boots and socks and all the extras just in case?
She had to teach them because she still carries them for you. So she couldn't do it for two kids.
And I mean, it's probably a tote you can take out this time of year. I mean, I'm not sure.
Well,
I'm not sure this rain's going to turn into sleet or anything.
We don't know that.
You're not a fucking weatherman.
I'm not, but I would bet a lot it's not going to.
You play one on a podcast.
Yeah, once or twice.
Well, I'd say about 23, 24.
Ooh, that, is that what it is? That's what we're up to now?
Yeah, we're in the 20s-something, 27. And we're still going. I'll tell you, I still look forward to it every week.
Yeah, no, it's enjoyable still.
So do seven other people.
Hey. We do it for them. That's what we do it for.
All seven.
Yep.
One, two, three more.
Yep. Three more people.
Appreciate it.
I know my mom and Dan watch.
Yeah, that's two.
Yeah, but that's by guilt.
The Skeeter still listen?
They don't enjoy it.
When he gets, you know, when he figures out.
Oh yeah, because he's fucking busy.
Oh my god, that guy is just swamped.
Yeah.
Yeah. Busy.
Speaking of being busy and swamped, Chad, what'd you do this week?
Well, my boss was gone, so
fucked off.
I wish that was the case. In a lot of other jobs, you probably could. You know, you get away with a little bit of it. This was the complete opposite, because there's only like one and a half of us that know what to do, and he's not there. So for that department, I'll make that clear.
Not are you the shop?
No, I'm actually the one.
Oh.
And it's, so it was just an opportunity to work a lot of overtime this week. I think I had 59 hours.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, it will be nice, but it's, you know, early in the morning and stay late in the afternoon.
It's tough to force yourself to do it. It's nice when you get the paycheck, but
yeah,
it's hard to make yourself do it.
Otherwise than that.
So what you'd be saying, like anything over 40 hours, you got paid time and a half?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that must be nice.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. But I would imagine I would.
You don't even hit 40.
I would imagine.
Let's talk about this lunch break we were discussing earlier. Jesus Christ.
And I think I'll swap my time and a half for your salary if you want. Tell you what, we'll swap checks next week. Does that work?
I don't get paid next week, so
okay,
sure.
How about the following week?
No, I just got paid today.
Well, today we got paid all of us. Well, I did too. And it happens to be the same day as you.
But I actually get mine on Wednesdays. My check comes in 2 days before payday.
Really?
Yeah.
Mine shows up on Thursday night, but it doesn't effective. You can't pull it out until Friday.
So. Never pull out.
Yeah. But otherwise than that, went with Brielle and her mom to pick up Brielle's car that she bought. So
she has a car now.
She does.
What is it?
It's a 2014 Ford.
Jesus.
Ford?
Yeah.
Focus.
No.
Fusion.
Explorer.
No.
Excursion.
Escape.
Escape.
There it is. Yeah. White in color.
Oh, it's like a mini or a
it's like a small SUV. SUV. Yeah. Yeah, small. Yeah. A guy like myself, boy, it looks weird. It's not meant for big people.
Hmm.
So, yeah, she got that, and then a couple things the guy's going to fix on it for part of the deal kind of thing, and she hopefully will start to drive a lot more than once a week. But
all right.
Well, yeah, she drove out here last Friday.
She did.
Did she have her vehicle then?
No.
No.
We picked it up Monday night. Or Tuesday? It was either Monday night or Tuesday night, I don't remember. But, yeah, no, she drives mine, and that makes her look tiny in it, but... She seems excited now that she's got something, but that was it.
Nice. Cool. Ben, tell us about your week.
Well, nothing real crazy. My boy had his last baseball game of the year. Excuse me. Last baseball game of the year, so that was cool. And then they gave out medals to all the kids, and the mascot from the Miracle League was there, and they did pictures with everybody, and... Yeah, it was cool. Other than that, just worked, and that was about it.
And I was going to try to come down there this week.
Oh, no big deal.
But it was, and I'll get to it later, but it was National Night Out, so
I don't know. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Did he... Yeah, it's going to be funny. He came out of the closet.
Oh, no. Wow. You know,
Chad thought did National Night Out was something else.
It's lies. Did... he enjoy it? Like, do you think he'll do it next year?
Well, if we sign him up, yeah. I mean, I don't... I think he enjoyed it. So, I don't know. It's cool. Yeah, yeah, it's a good... Oh, I was going to say, I almost had to call you on Wednesday night, I think it was.
Yeah, I was available.
For some electrical assistance.
Ooh, busy.
I was now you're busy.
Just kidding.
I was making dinner. I had some tri-tip that I had made, and I was reheating that in the microwave. And then I had some toast in our air fryer toasting, and all of a sudden we lost the microwave and the air fryer.
Sure.
Gone. I was like, huh. None of the lights in the kitchen went out, and the air fryer is plugged into the socket that's like to the right of our microwave. And the microwave is built in, you know, so that you can't even see the outlet that it's plugged into.
Correct.
And I was like, well, none of the other things went out in the kitchen. Interesting. Maybe these two outlets are on a breaker all by themselves. And we've had it happen before upstairs where my boy loses power in his room and none of the breakers trip. But if you go into the bathroom upstairs, the GFI outlet is tripped.
Sure.
And then that brings the power back. So I'm like, I was fucking with the outlets in the kitchen thinking maybe one of these outlets was tripped. Nope. So go downstairs, check all the breakers. None of them are tripped. Nothing. I'm like, well, all right. So I fire up the stove and I'm reheating the steak, whatever. Wife and the boy get home and Chris is like, well, did you try the breakers? And I said, no, I just did the ones for the kitchen. Things are for shit. I'm like, well, yeah, they are.
Most of the time.
And she went into the...
are out of space in your breaker box. So if you take the panel off, there's a good chance that they're separately fed, but they're wire knotted together under the same breaker.
Oh, okay.
Which we can get away with and take that out and you just put a slim breaker in there and they each be on their own. Or they, during remodel, just the simplest, fastest way was... oh, we'll just jump off of that. You know, you're not going to be in the bathroom and shower or, you know, kitchen at the same time.
I messed it up and I was like, oh, I'll nuke it quick. And
yeah,
I was making toast to go along with dinner. And
because I'm actually most the code, the microwave should be on its very own dedicated 20 amp circuit.
Yeah. But apparently not. Mine's not.
Well, someday if you remodel or, you know, shit happens, we'll figure it out. Or I'll just pull the panel off and we'll see if the easy fix.
I just won't run them together.
Or don't do that. Yeah. But if you ever do need help, make sure you got something cooking when I come down.
Yeah, I
can. You know that I'm not really a...
fisherman. Yeah.
Well, this isn't a fisherman.
Wait, you're not?
This is an efficient story.
I brought some string for you in case you needed to practice tying knots.
Right.
I thought you were going to bring yarn.
Well, you know.
But, like, okay, so when you went down to check your breakers, don't they, like, flip, like you can see one that's off.
Ours doesn't have the little window where it like clicks to the red. And all of them were on the same side. Oh. Like none of them had flipped.
Because that's what I would have looked at. I'd be like, no, they're all fine.
I did too, but I know from experience at our house that none of them are tripped. Sometimes if you click it back and forth, that resets it. Yeah. Our breaker boxes. Mm. Like, yeah, most breaker boxes that I've seen has the little window, right? And when it's flipped, like even though the switch may not flip, the little red thing is there, or else they're kicked over to the other side. Hmm. Ours is neither.
That's all depends on what kind of breakers you have, though. Yeah. Brand more so than others. Some brands don't even know. That's not an option. That's just how they do it.
Yep.
You know, if that would have been me, I'd have just been like, oh, I guess sell the house. Cause.
Call DoorDash. Hey, microwave's not working. Give me some Domino's.
Yeah, there it is. Well, yeah, because they have to be DoorDash.
No, he'd have to go pick it up.
No. Oh. Well, I don't know if DoorDash does Domino's. I'd have to look, but no. They come here a lot. I get Chipotle a lot. I get Fortune Cookie. I get Hardee's I had the other day. Yeah.
That shit's all got to be just stone cold by the time it gets here.
Uh-uh. Not too bad.
Huh.
It's only, let's say, like 10 minutes usually.
I seen that off a bag on her front door and took off, and I'm like, what the fuck? But
that's what you did this week?
Yeah, cut grass.
Yeah, what have you been up to this week?
Oh, nothing. I was just working and cut grass yesterday.
Now, when you say...
I cut grass.
No, I know what that means. When you say across the street, isn't that a field?
I was gonna say.
The other street to the south.
Oh, there, that lady down there, brickish house.
Yeah. No, not the one just...
Next, okay.
Right on the corner, across the...
Oh, okay, sure.
Down the road.
That one.
Yeah, down now the road.
Now I know. I thought...
Down the road. The
I thought, I mean, I haven't been to your house in a few weeks or months, but
Chad,
they really put up a house quick.
See, out here in the country, across the street can mean...
Yeah.
Half a mile away.
A country block.
Out here in the country.
Country.
Oh, if you can throw a baseball and hit your neighbor's house, you don't live in the country.
Yep.
Don't do that, Nate.
Where I'm at right now, I probably couldn't.
So your parents don't live in the country?
They couldn't. You couldn't hit a baseball.
Right. Looking at the house right on the right.
If you're standing at my parents' house, you could hit that with a baseball from their house?
Yeah.
No.
Pretty sure he's got the shed in the back. The house is up front, and you go...
If you stood on the property edge, I'd say...
You don't like?
No.
Oh.
They moved, I think.
Well, the one died. That let him get the...
One died, deer. One moved.
He lived one more down, and I don't think he lives there anymore.
I could hit that house.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe
that just adds to the things we got to do.
I'm thinking from their house. Like, if you stood on their front porch, you couldn't hit his house.
Throwing or hitting?
Throwing.
I don't think
Stephen Shelby, I don't know what you're doing later, but do not panic. You don't have to come out if you don't want to.
You're not talking to them because they don't listen.
They don't listen?
No.
Okay.
Oh, what the hell?
Well, in case somebody informs them. They're like,
what's a podcast?
So that's a new challenge. Because I used to mow that guy's next door, that lawn.
Really?
Yeah.
The gutter guy?
Nope. The people before the gutter guy.
Stephen Dolores Hayes? Oh, no. Ray and Mary.
I don't know. They ended up moving away, and then I think he died.
Elderly couple.
Yep.
Yeah, Ray and Mary. Yeah, yep. That I believe. Yeah.
Yeah.
They were super nice.
They offered me an opportunity to buy that.
Yeah. Do they have a red roof?
Yeah, red building, yep. For sure. But at the time, I couldn't swing her, but I wanted it so bad. Just because, A.
You can hit that. You'd have to go to the chair.
Could go through her.
The fuck, you can't.
Yeah. Not from their house to his house.
We'll find out.
Is that there? Maybe that's there.
We'll do it in the cover of darkness tonight.
And just listen.
I would not recommend that.
Oh, no.
From get personal that, experience. Yeah,
that click of the 49.
Coming out. Fucking whitey tighties and a shotgun.
Yeah. The big hog is hanging.
Tell me. Go on down here. Clean up on aisle 4. Lytle just shit his pants.
Nate, what'd you do then?
Well, So
I'm coming up.
No, Monday I had no.
I want the world to this know. Is
no, see, I actually went because all right,
yeah,
because you thought it was
there. Here we go.
You really thought it was it.
Here
it
is. We go. I hope everybody's sitting down. Here wow. we go.
God, I hope.
So Tuesday night was National Night Out, and as I was gonna say, I knew it was a police event because working at the courthouse, I understand. I, you know, we get notification of that. Chad on the until he thought it was, or until he realized it was a cop event.
Okay,
he thought it was a different coming out event.
I told you to delete that text message.
I did, but not. Yeah, in, well, I didn't delete the text mentally, next time, text message in my brain.
Oh, okay.
Well, when you know, when you send him the picture of you and
either response, his response would have been
is that me.
I think someone has time to get up or alarm or is your dryer done?
Sorry. I thought I had it muted. Get people.
Hang on.
You know how to mute that?
Checking the Hollywood. Specs on the inline rotary girder. Oh, let's see what's going on.
Everybody arrived at home safe and sound.
Good. Good.
Well, you got Life 360 on there or what? Mm-hmm. Do you?
Yeah.
What?
Another app.
Jason has two apps on his phone.
Get rid of that one fucking stupid
Holy
thing.
Holy shit.
I don't need that bullshit.
I'm called the stalker.
I'm pretty sure it's off now. Okay. Because you can turn it off on your own phone.
Okay.
Only if you're like an account holder or you're authorized. Like if the kids wouldn't have been able to turn it off on their own phone.
Pretty sure.
Oh, because that would kind of defeat the purpose.
Yeah, I think they can shut their location off.
I would agree
off.
With Nate on that.
Yeah, but I think it's because they are notified. They can do it, but then I think it notifies the, as in this case, her.
Parental. That,
yeah. Pretty sure.
Hmm.
Or that, or they thought they were, and they actually never were.
See, so, we have a rule with the kids. If I call or text, they're fucking answering right quickly. Because if not, daddy's going to be showing up.
And it's what if Tanner's making statue socks?
Yeah. He better be putting the sock
what
down.
What if he's
and
a suicide wink? Then yeah. It turns
he
into
can't put it down and standing straight up.
Well, what if he's doing the part? What was that?
Better hope he only needs one hand.
Right? What's that one thing that they're doing out in California? The cool kids?
What?
You know, like.
Soaking?
Soaking. Oh. Yeah.
Soaking.
What if he's soaking?
That's a little further north, but yeah, you were on the right coast.
Wasn't it California?
Idaho.
It's yeah, it's up.
Oh, I thought it was. Anyway,
Utah.
Yeah, that's
okay. I thought it was California.
Well, if he's soaking, his hands would be free.
That's true. He's got free time.
Yeah,
he's not even doing it
unless he's the one moving to bed and somebody else is soaking.
A friend.
Then hands are occupied.
That's probably what it is. He's a good friend.
Yeah.
God, what a good.
He's got his buddy's back.
Yeah.
All I'm
you
saying,
wouldn't help your buddy?
All I'm saying is when we text him or call, they better
Can he
answer.
Put it on speakerphone so he can make sure his buddy doesn't miss a stroke?
As long as they answer.
Okay.
All right. Do you give them, since you brought it up, do you give them a time? Like, I mean, because you as a person or me or anybody else are at a buddy's place, you don't give them like a 10-minute return call?
Nope.
What if you're dropping the kids off at the pool and they don't have their phone on them?
Who doesn't have their phone in the bathroom?
You've never set your phone down?
I usually don't take my phone in the bathroom.
What?
So it's got to be instant or you're all up in fucking panties in a walk.
Listen, Chad, cigarettes. They could be getting their fucking hair dyed. They could.
Holy what?
Fuck. Next thing you know, they're in prison.
See?
That's the debate at my place.
Yep.
Not prison.
Kaylee's knocked up. Tanner's in fucking prison. All because you wanted to dye your motherfucking hair.
Yeah,
and then you killed 17 people.
Ooh,
get the fuck out
ooh,
of here.
17.
Yep. That's what happens.
Yeah. She won
Colorado.
Her belly.
Yep.
Ooh. Is that the Taylor Swift thing that going down, or is that?
I don't think they actually hurt anybody there.
No,
They arrested like three teenagers.
No,
I think?
Colorado was
the theater guy.
The theater one.
He had purple hair or something.
Was
it Batman or
red?
During
I thought it was red.
The Joker
orange.
Or Batman.
Maybe it was
or
orange.
Orange, yeah.
Orange hair.
That's how it starts.
I know. That's why it ain't happening at my house.
Well, yeah, no, I mean, people
yeah,
would call me.
I don't give them like a little.
Yeah, you know, I mean.
When I call you, if you don't answer, I want to call back in 15 minutes.
Yeah, minimum. 10-15 minutes, you better be calling back.
Yes, sir. That's what it is.
10-15 minutes.
Or sooner.
Well, okay.
Well,
that's
okay.
Reasonable.
Yeah, that's right.
That's fair. I mean, watching a movie or a video game or
They want to know what they're doing.
Yeah. Fuck you doing.
I'm watching you on my phone right here. What are you doing?
What are you doing? At church, you can't call back while he's at church.
Yeah. The Lord would strike down.
Mm-hmm. Well, I something. Know when he's at church.
So you don't bother.
Well, you check on you check and see, yeah. his location. No, he's out with the Lord.
Okay, so that goes into my next question. Shoot. Have you been told? And so, we're back.
On the count of three.
You want all three of us to answer together on the count of three.
Yeah. But the question is, if good, we forgot what it was.
I don't think we heard it.
Would Jason be upset if he lost his charger to his phone?
Oh.
So we're going to answer. You three are going to answer. One, two, three.
No.
There it is.
No.
Yeah. No. If I mean, you had everybody, the other three listeners
right.
listening.
They knew.
You already knew the answer. Yeah.
If you had some of the apps I do. You would be upset.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. I doubt it. Ben?
Grindr?
Would he be upset? Yeah. That's why I didn't ask you.
Are you into coffee making?
Yeah, it's really good. The aromas are amazing. Okay.
Grinds his own nuts fresh.
He's a coffee maker. Roasts
his own beans. Yeah. You do the civets beans?
The who?
They're like the most expensive coffee beans in the world. They make the best coffee. And I don't remember if it's Colombia. Anyways, the seeds fall down. This cat eats them. I think it's a civets. Shits them out. And then those are collected. And something about those beans going through the digestive process of the cat, it makes the best, you know, like mutually agreed on best coffee in the world.
I heard that on the Bob and Tom show, actually.
No.
And I just...
Cat shit coffee.
Yeah, no. Yep. My favorite coffee is Jamaican Blue, I think is what it's called.
Yeah, I'm on.
It was smooth. I mean, it was the smoothest coffee I've ever had. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like coffee. I wish I did.
I got to be in the mood for it. It's not something that I would say it's three times a month, unless I'm having peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Dip it in there, but just to drink a cup of coffee.
I had that this morning.
Peanut butter and coffee and all that.
I love the smell of coffee, but that bitter aftertaste, I can't do it.
You put some sugar in there.
I've tried.
Put more sugar in there.
Creamer.
I got some creamer for you. A little thirsty.
Speaking of creamer, Nate still has to finish his night out.
Oh, that's right. night out thing.
Well, that was, so I went up there and did that. That was Tuesday, Wednesday. I'm sure I did something.
Probably went fishing.
No. That's usually once a summer.
Way to get it out of the way.
Yeah, get out of the way. It's already August. It's going to snow tonight, you already said.
Down to 57.
Windows open.
Yes. Wednesday. I don't know what I did.
Whopper Wednesday.
Yeah. And then
DoorDash.
Thursday.
DoorDash.
Last night. No. Yeah. Well. Yeah. No. Last night I didn't. I didn't have dinner last night. I was Uber. I was working on this damn computer.
Yeah.
Since we fired the tech guys, I was down here from the time I got home 5 o'clock until I ran down to Best Buy to grab the RAM and stuff and come back, and then I was back down working down here till 9:30.
Was the tech guy pretty pissed or no?
Oh, he just packed his shit and left.
Did he? Yeah.
He's packed your shit and left?
No.
Good one.
Ayo.
There it is.
Whoopsie poopsie.
Wow. Yeah, no, so then I was doing that all, that consumed my Thursday, and then, that was the end of that.
Cool.
But I was going to say, though, about the coffee, I had gone over to a festival, and they have this Cameron's coffee, it's like just the brand or whatever, but they have a whole shelf, like multiple shelves full of this, different coffees, so I'd picked up for the office, I picked up a dark chocolate mocha coffee, but I saw they have old fashioned, like brandy old fashioned coffee beans there.
Really?
Like, is one of the coffee flavors. I haven't tried it, but I just noticed it was
Southern Comfort.
Brandy.
That's what I was just kind of wondering if it's going off of that.
I don't know.
Southern Comfort. So is that like for the Keurig?
No. Well, no. I didn't know
they probably have a barista that comes in.
Yeah. He comes in the morning. Yeah, he gets there around 6 to start getting stuff set up and ready for us. And
nice.
Yeah, you know, nice. I get in. No, we right, just have a regular 12-cup coffee pot.
12-cupper?
Yeah, we drink a lot of coffee. No, yesterday it was about 3 o'clock. And
what was that? Wow. Is that you?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Jeez. Is that your clock, inner?
Yeah, it's my alarm.
Inner clock going off?
Inner something.
Wow. Anyway, no. It was about 3 o'clock or so yesterday, and I'm like, I am done with this day. But I couldn't be done with the day because I had things I still needed to do.
Yeah, work.
So I went across the parking lot to the little gas station there and got $16, $17 worth of candy. I said, if we're going to make it through the rest of this day, we need some candy.
At 3 o'clock?
At 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
How late do you work?
Another hour of your day.
4:30.
4:30?
An hour and a half?
Another hour and a half.
Yeah, but, I don't know, just push through.
Yeah, but it wasn't, I mean, I thought it would be kind of a nice little thing and bring everyone over.
Oh, some, I thought, it was I took off. That it as wasn't it was just yourself. For me.
No shit. Same, no.
Yeah.
No.
You didn't DoorDash that?
No, it's across the parking lot. Plus, I got to get out and get a couple puffs on the vape. And,
oh, my God. We'll have to get a policy changed.
Good luck.
So, okay, good.
Go ahead.
Is that it? Yeah, is that all you got?
Well, Monday morning, morning at 5 o'clock, I'm about ready for the week to be over with. So
I'm glad you can make
it AM or PM?
5?
AM.
Don't you start at 5?
Yeah.
Good.
Well,
good.
It's been lately, it's been between 3:30 and 4 a.m.
I was going to say, I hope it's earlier than 5.
Yeah, so he's got a good hour and a half. Yeah. Well, he's going to have his P&J's sandwich.
Mm-hmm. I usually get up about 2:50.
That's got to stop, man.
You're telling me.
Yeah. Well, and if you don't work till 5, what do you do for 2 hours before work?
No.
No, he's done with the week by 5.
Yeah.
Oh. He puts a good hour and a half in and shuts her down.
Oh, yeah.
Just that's coast. Enough. Coast yeah. through it.
Had enough. Mm.
I'm out, bitches.
Yep.
So since the Olympics are ending today, did you know they gave the Olympians 300,000 condoms?
Yeah, you talked about that last week.
That got cut off.
I think, yeah, our tech crew cut it off.
Oh, why? Yeah.
Sorry.
Why what? Condoms?
Yeah.
For fucking.
Yep, for fucking.
What the hell? What is a condom?
Some of them are married.
Apparently.
I don't think it was each.
Yeah, no, not each, but.
Oh, I thought, okay.
No, they handed out 300,000 condoms to the Olympians.
Oh.
That just sounds like a fuck fest.
It always is.
I start training next week.
What event are you going to be in?
All of them.
All of them?
Yeah.
All events.
I don't got to be good. I'm not going for gold for all of them.
You got to be pretty good just to get there.
Yeah, they have breakdancing. We'll figure something out.
I would love to see you in a breakdancing competition.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
Last night we watched some trampoline. I didn't know that was an event.
Trampoline is an Olympic event?
Uh-huh. Were they jump on, was it long and narrow?
Yeah.
Instead of a round?
The in-ground one?
Yeah.
Or no?
Those fuckers get high. I can't remember if they had to climb up onto it or not. But yeah, it's basically like a combination of gymnastics floor routine and the trampoline. Like they get up super high and they're doing flips and spinny things. That's a technical term, I think. And
spinny sure things.
Yep.
Watch some of that. And I have been meaning to watch the kayak cross, so I watched some of that last night. That's pretty fucking cool.
I seen that the other day. Cool. Yeah.
They have to do a barrel roll in the water. Roll,
cool. It's just crazy chaos.
Yeah.
And that's obviously it's a man-made, what do we call it? What do they call it? Is it a river?
Crit? Yeah, it's what like they a call set it? Of rapids,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously there's engineering and turbines and shit in there, but
yeah.
It looked like
let's
on the
just
side,
take them to
though,
the flambeau.
It looked like on the side they could put stuff in and change the way the water flow.
I'm sure because they probably that course is probably used for multiple things would be my guess, you know. Yeah,
like a lazy river.
Sense. Yeah,
yeah,
you know, after the fact it's a lazy river.
Yes, well, Nate?
I was just thinking this conversation of the Olympics kind of leads us into some of our, at least an email that we received.
Wait, a what?
Oh. An email that we received. And actually,
this, I didn't hear anything.
Do you got your headphones on? Check.
I got mail.
Oh, yay, there it is.
Yay, I got mail. Oh, yay.
The connection must have been loose. Okay. I heard it now.
Yeah, you got a screw loose.
I have an older phone than Jason, so it takes a little bit of time there. I have more than two apps on my phone, so.
Just a home screen, back screen. Home screen, back screen.
Where are the kids?
So it's kind
enhance,
of. It's kind of.
Refresh.
Not, I'd say not ironic, because we were going to talk about it last week, and I believe that we did. But we had just got an email, actually. This was 30 minutes ago, so it was while we were recording.
Fresh.
Awesome.
Wow.
This is with Olympics coming to an end, did you hear about the pole vaulter that lost because he has a big D+? Oh, yeah.
Look at the size of that. Wang, pay attention.
I mean, did he really lose? And they say size doesn't matter.
You know, I was looking at that the other day, because when you mentioned that, I didn't see that, you know. So it's on YouTube. And that's a hog, dude.
Yeah, it's a big hog.
And as that scene,
this was attached to the email.
He was offered $250,000. Yep. Yeah, there he is,
to show it.
Look at that thing.
To show his hog?
Yeah, on a cam show.
Yeah,
$250,000 to get that thing out of his pants right there.
Done. What did he say?
I don't know.
It didn't say in the article.
He speaks French. I don't know. Yeah. I don't understand French.
Wife and I were talking about that, and she's like, that thing is fucking huge. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, I know. And I said, if you watch the video, as he's coming down, he actually hits the pole with his shins.
Yep.
And that's what causes it to bounce. And then she's like, you're ruining my fantasy. All I need to know is that his huge schlong knocked down the pole.
But even though after he did hit it with his schlong, that thing just sits there and wiggles and flops around.
The pole or the schlong?
His schlong.
fucking good. Draft horse up there.
No shit.
When things like that happen, it makes me think that I would be a good pole vaulter then, because I ain't going to worry about that.
Because it would hit your shins?
No, I wouldn't have to worry about that. Oh. I'd clear right over it.
That guy's nickname is BDJ. Big Dick Jacques.
Yeah, no kidding.
True.
Actually, I think his first name is Anthony.
Is it? I thought it said something about Jacques.
Anthony? Oh, Jacques.
BDA, though.
Yep. Let's see.
Group. We got a Reddit page for that, I'm sure.
How about you four play a couple rounds of Cards Against Humanity? Some cards might get you banned on some platforms. Or maybe our new tech crew can beep some words if we need to.
If Urban Dictionary didn't get us banned, that's right. Be safe.
Of course, it didn't get us sponsors either, so I don't know where we lie.
I think
that
we got yet. Some. They're just biased
against belt looping. Fuck them.
Yeah. Chad's going to have a belt looping contest at the next.
He's got a belt looping function later.
A function.
Hopefully not a malfunction.
Ripped him right off his pants.
I'd totally be willing to open up our backyard, smoke or grill, and play with us adults in our safe space.
Live. Coming live.
From the safe space.
From the backyard in the safe space. Space.
My safe word is avocado.
Strawberry.
I can't say that. That's the point.
Hey, Hicks. Keep up the great work. These episodes are great to listen to while driving, mowing the lawn, or just relaxing on the bucket.
Absolutely it is. There.
Yep. You have started a movement in a couple different ways. Yeah. I'd like to comment on the time travel scenario. While everyone wanted to go see or experience a time or event or do something to enrich themselves, Eliminate the Baby Führer was also mentioned. On its face, this seems like a fantastic idea. However, nature abhors...
Horse.
You know what a horse says?
No.
Nate. I just wanted you to say horse. Nature abhors a vacuum, and what or who would replace Adolf? Remember, the situation that allowed that POS to ascend to power would still be in place with or without him. You could get someone worse just as likely as someone better. Goebbels. Sounds French. Or no, that's German, I suppose. You also had a leader that was actually worse than Hitler, yet an ally to us during World War II. Stalin killed more people than Hitler and was arguably more sadistic in his methods. He hated Jews too, and pretty much everyone else. Just ask the Polish. And lastly, the short story, A Sound of Thunder, is about the butterfly effect, which is also a movie about the same phenomenon. Even a small change in events can cause enormous changes in the future. If you haven't read it, I do recommend it, as they go back in time and hunt dinosaurs. Now, if I could time travel, that would definitely be on my bucket list. Thanks again for the thought-provoking topics. I'm already eagerly awaiting the next episode.
So how would they hunt dinosaurs back then? They take that long javelin thing and like, sure. Is that how
they just bring that pole vaulter with the huge hog?
Ah,
whips hog. It out and they're done.
Oh, okay. Andrew Jacques.
Yeah, it's like beating him with 24 sacks of nickels.
Good lord.
Hung like a dinosaur.
Really enjoy your podcast and look forward to hearing this week's topic. Keep up the good work. And Jason, may I suggest lavender-scented bags? The smell is very calming in case you should see the spider again.
Shitting.
That fucking spider was huge, boys. Yeah, I'll tell you that right now.
It was large. It was a pole vaulter size.
Really? Yeah. It was a pole vaulter.
I don't even think it was as big as a pole vaulter.
You don't think so?
No.
You think he was bigger?
Yeah.
I was bigger. You heard it here first?
Yeah. Is that why you don't pole vault?
That is exactly why. Plus, I'm scared of heights.
And so. I'm
scared of heights. Makes sense.
Pole vault. They got to go like 20 feet in the air. I'm glad I'm short.
Sure. Yeah.
That's all that's to that story.
It should be a jockey, horse jockey then.
They stand awful high.
That's
they
true. Depends
six on hands. How many hands. Six hands high. Yes. Look at their big nostrils.
Here's a new one. Nate, you can't be too hard on Chad for being on his phone while driving. He has to have Pornhub going to keep him occupied on his long trips. Sorry, Chad, but you should have known something like that would be coming from me.
Yeah, and they have audio only, so, you know, it's not that big a deal.
Don't worry, they're going to be outlawed here pretty soon anyways.
They're what?
Cell phones?
Gonna be, no, Pornhub.
Yeah, were you saying that before?
Yeah, they got banned in 5 states.
Horseshit.
I don't know if that got cut off last week or not, we were talking about that.
I think so.
Yeah, there was banned in 5 states. And the reason is because their age verification isn't stringent enough.
Are you adult? Yep.
Yeah, apparently you need more than, are you over 18? Click yes.
Soon we'll have to...
Works for me, honor system, right? Like,
well, right. Yeah. Or just find every picture that has a car or a stop sign in it.
Right.
That's pretty easy.
Yeah.
I mean, if you can look at that and you know what you're looking at, whatever.
You know, I hate the ones where it's like enter exactly as you see here, and half of them don't actually look like a fucking letter.
Yeah.
And I'm just guessing.
Yeah.
Is that an E or an A?
Or they're like smidged together or off the screen. Like, what the fuck? Did I text this to them first?
It's like I'm just really rolling the dice here. Did I get it right or not? I don't know.
Come on, just let me watch my porn.
Right.
Right.
I'm taking a quiz.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just trying to make a statue sock here.
Yeah. Well, one at a time.
Hey guys, and BDC.
Hey, well, hello. BDC.
With back to school approaching, I thought it would be interesting to hear all of those school days war stories. Like, remember when you spilled your juice all over the girl you had a crush on, her art project in grade school? Mm-hmm. Or you had to wear a patch on your eye and you weren't allowed to go to recess because the kids would make fun of you? Mm-hmm. See, I never had an eye patch, but kids still made fun of me.
Because you didn't have an eye patch, I'm
maybe
sure.
That's what it was.
Yeah, I'm sure that's why.
Huh.
Just look in the mirror.
I try to avoid it.
If your mom wasn't with you at school, they probably wouldn't think I was so
much. Why doesn't Nate always hang out with that? What is it? School aid.
That's
his
mom. Yeah. That's Mrs. Lytle. Nate, come here. You got some boogies.
Ma. Oh.
Trying to fucking read.
Yeah, just wait till Dan and Karen are listening to this at 7 p.m. on Sunday.
Oh, yeah. morning.
Yeah, fucking Ben, I swear to Christ, I'm going to choke him out the next time I see him.
I wish he would have stayed today. I would have sat on the couch.
I'm going to feed that fucker a whole plate full of onions. Yeah. Some junk.
Fucking onions. Man, take him out on the
shoulder. For sure. Are you still reading? Did they send a book in?
Yeah.
I mean, what's going on?
When you always thought when the other kids talked about Mary Jane, you thought they all liked Spider-Man. This is why kids made fun of you, Kale the Whale. Let's not forget about the time you were the only boy in the water aerobic gym class. Ooh. And thank God, if you forgot your trunks, they had Speedos available.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thanks, Mom, for helping me pick classes. yeah. All right. P.S. BDC is going to stick.
Okay.
Well, this stick has been, three or four episodes now, so yeah.
Yep. Still here.
It's not going anywhere.
No. Yep. I mean, what can I say?
Huh.
Lies.
Please, please, please start a three-letter acronym test segment for Jason.
It's in the works.
That's going to be something.
So it was recommended that we come up with our bios and put our bios on the website. Apparently, people go to our website.
Do you want to explain what that is to Jason?
The three other people?
A bio.
Do you know what a bio is, Jason?
No.
A biography. It's like something. Just
are you surprised, Ben?
Write up a little that's paragraph about yourself.
Like is that like a resume?
That's why I said explain that to Jason.
Three sentences about yourself.
tell us a little bit about yourself.
Or three sentences.
Interest, family, maybe your career.
Very tech savvy.
My name's Jason. I'm scared of heights. Mm-hmm. I don't like technology and fuck people who dye their hair. There
it is. I shit on a bucket.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Can't leave that out. Yeah. I shit on a bucket in my garage.
In the garage.
Yeah.
I'm lactose intolerant.
Yeah.
Kind of. Maybe it might be.
I'm lactose intolerant, but I'll eat the shit out of some dairy.
Yeah. Well, sometimes. Cheese curds. Yeah, because sometimes.
It doesn't.
Yeah, sometimes doesn't cheese curds don't bother me, but almost all the time they do.
I forgot about that.
Oh, God, that was funny. I did what he said, and I go back and listen to some of the old ones sometimes, too, and it's. Yep.
You guys need some fucking hobbies.
Do it while we're working. Maybe you need to start working.
Yeah.
I do. Yeah.
If you weren't watching TV while you were driving, you could be listening to the podcast.
Yeah, that's true. My bad. Jesus. I'll have to switch it up like every other day. You know, podcast.
Chad's at a red light watching SportsCenter Top 10. Hang it. Everybody's honking because he hasn't pulled away. Hang on. We're almost to number one.
You just put the flashers on.
That's true.
I mean, when you're in a big truck, they don't question it.
Oh, I would.
Just go fucking around you.
Fuck them.
I gotta start watching movies.
I actually saw a video maybe just today, where there was a semi driving down the road and must have, I don't know if he fell asleep or what he did, but he went off the side of the road to the right, brought her all the way back across the three lanes, down into the median, was down in there for a while, brought her back up,
Jesus.
Got back up onto the highway with trailer still intact or whatever, and then just kept on going like nothing ever happened.
Keep them moving.
Yep.
Hang 10, dude. Yeah. Just surfing. I like it.
Yeah. Hey.
Might as well. I mean, what do you do? Stop and offer to reseed the lawn?
Right.
No.
Right.
Just go.
Just keep going.
Fuck.
Yeah.
I like it.
Hammer it out.
Yeah. All right. Should we do,
shall we?
Yeah. Should we do some news?
Yeah. We can do some news, and then I found a new news subreddit that we should discuss.
I do have a one more email, sorry, but this goes into our news. Listening to Ben's headline, listening to Ben's headlines and then Nate's Chuck Norris bit, it reminded me of an interesting research project. Florida man, dot, dot, dot.
Oh, yeah.
Then pick any random date, and you will find a crazy, weird-ass headline.
100%.
Don't know if they are true, but hey, it's on the internet, so it must be, which is
yeah, obviously.
True.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
And while they're good for a laugh and or a, what the fuck. So, yeah, that's interesting. That could be something we could do.
Maybe. That is a true thing, too. Yeah. Like, Florida man is some amazing shit to look at.
Yeah. Weird shit happens down there.
Yeah.
So news. It was all gray hairs.
You what?
I thought it were all gray hairs down there.
Not all of them.
Oh, okay.
No. Didn't we?
Definitely communities, for sure, yeah, are that way, though. Mm.
Yeah.
Never been.
To Florida?
No.
You've never been to Florida?
Well, once in 92, but
okay, well, oh, that means you were there.
About a fucking hour, and we got off the plane and went onto a boat, and that was it.
See, we were still doing, there. We were doing the opposite of what normally happens to the people down there. But they're usually getting off the boat. We're getting on the boat.
So, yeah, this first one isn't really news, but I saw this. I'm assuming this, based on the language, I'm guessing it's Russia. They have an ass-slapping championship.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that your buddy that used to go out to the bars?
Maybe no. No, this is all women.
One out of... They slap each other's asses?
Uh-huh.
What?
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, my. And I mean, I'm guessing they're Russian. But I mean, they're...
That's a nicer ass.
They're smacking the shit out of each other.
Oh. Can you just turn it?
No, don't do that. You get it?
Oh, my God, her ass was red.
Yeah.
No, you want to see this one, right? The one that's about to get slapped?
Oh, he has a turn it.
Sorry, that's not very good radio. But anyways, yeah, they have an ass-slapping championship. We'll watch that later for more research.
Research.
R&D. Research purposes.
Yes.
So
I didn't even hear it.
Yeah. A woman died after getting caught in a baggage carousel at Chicago O'Hare Airport.
I heard that.
I don't know how that happens.
She was in a restricted area.
Yeah, because they said security footage caught her going in there at like 2 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
into a restricted area, and her body was found at like 7 o'clock.
Yeah, 7 a.m.
The only thing I could think is she got on and rode it back to like where the machinery was.
Sorter or whatever.
You know, yeah, there. Something... Yeah, and she
there was a
something.
Lady that died in a baggage claim.
At O'Hare carousel. Airport.
Mm. Chicago.
Yeah, Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Chicago.
Next one. A man was taking his trash to the dumpster, and apparently while he was doing it, he was carrying a gun, slipped in his lawn, fell down, shot, and killed himself. Mm. Why do you need to carry a fucking gun take your trash out?
Well, was it Chicago?
Detroit? Where?
I mean, he lives in the city. I read the article, and they had a picture of this little tiny, I wouldn't even call it a hill.
A knoll?
Like part of his grass sloped downwards, and that's where he slipped and shot himself. But like, he lived in a city. It just looked like a neighborhood. Like,
so when he slipped, the gun accidentally fired?
He didn't kill himself on purpose. He fell and...
He didn't like slip and say, fuck, bang!
No, he slipped and the gun discharged and shot himself.
Huh. Okay.
So, but why you would need to carry a pistol?
Well, unless it's just one of those guys that carries it wherever, it you know, it's just
sure,
a
but
habit.
Sure, but it could not have been in a holster. He had to have been holding it in his hand.
Yeah.
Hmm.
You know,
yeah.
Anyways, stupid.
Yeah.
So the Pennsylvania Supreme Court agrees to review a suicide ruling in a case where a woman was stabbed 20 times. They ruled it a suicide. She died from 20 stab wounds.
Self-conflicted.
Yeah, they said it was a suicide. And they deemed it a suicide because her apartment was locked from the inside, and her boyfriend had to break down the door to get into the apartment.
Sure he did. Uh-huh. After he stabbed her.
Well, and he had no defensive wounds on him, so they deemed that he was innocent and it had to be a suicide.
Couldn't have been anybody else in the world.
Castle would.
10 of the stab wounds were in the back of her neck.
That's
because who doesn't? I hate myself and just start stabbing yourself in the back of the neck.
After the first couple, how are you even?
Precisely, Crystal and I were discussing this the other night. I'm like, how people die? die in a lot of fucked up ways, and I've seen a lot of fucked up things of people killing themselves, but how do you stab yourself 20 times?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. That seems, I'm not a detective by any means, but that seems far-fetched.
Yeah, well, and that's why her family has been pushing to get this case reopened.
Yeah, it's Castle, I think it's on
I was listening to a podcast. Now, not to keep going, but I was listening to another podcast. It's True Crime.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I was listening to that, and it's like a conspiracy deal.
Yep.
Kind of. But people just kind of go missing, right? Well, it's the police that are behind all this. Well, anyway, they found this guy who committed suicide. He shot himself 3 times with a shotgun.
Oh,
holy shit.
Sure, I could see that happening.
Yep. And then there was another one who had died from a gunshot wound or
lead poisoning.
Yep. And that was also a suicide. Or, well, it was claimed he died from an ulcer is what he claimed died from is what it was. But when they had found him...
You see, what had happened was he got shot in the ulcer and he died.
But what had happened was he was dead in his house and his dog was chewing on his head.
Oh, fucking awesome.
And his, so... But when it's a fucked up story.
Chewed him enough to make it look like a gunshot wound.
Yeah. Maybe that was it. Yeah,
but it was. He died from an ulcer. Is what had happened.
Sure it is.
Oh, mm-hmm.
I've heard of animals. Usually it's cats that'll eat. That's if you die them. With cats will eat you much sooner, and it's not even like weeks, it's days.
I mean, that's why people don't have cats.
Well, yeah, no, cats, that's terrible.
I'm not a cat person.
Well, no.
Cats are bastards. Cats are bastards.
Yeah.
You guys used to have a cat, didn't you?
Fuck off.
So that was like a yes or
I'm
no?
I'm still salty about this. This is still upsetting to me.
Wow.
So what you had happened? A cat?
Did we talk about square pizza slices and I didn't know it?
I don't Wait, even you know had what's a cat? Going on.
Who's he there?
Jason.
You had a cat?
Where? At the house?
Like a real
old in Chippewa.
Yeah.
The one by the
where you live
old
now.
Folks home.
No, yeah, we're...
Oh. Oh, we... What? I thought you were... We did.
Yeah.
We had one.
Yeah, that's what the fuck we're asking.
That's not what I was asking.
No, that's not what he's
asking. Yeah, that's you, what I was...
Jason Lytle had a cat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two of them.
At that house that was down the road from the old folks' home.
Yeah.
Yes, okay.
Irvine Street or
yeah.
something.
See, I thought you were digging at a different story.
Yeah, that's why I was confused how he knew they had a cat, but he was clueless they had a cat.
Yeah. No, I thought you were talking about a story where I used to live where you live now.
Yeah.
Okay.
When you were a kid with your mom and dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. And then the cat was found under the back porch.
He's upset. He's laughing.
Well, it was upset. The cat was dead.
Was it your cat to start with?
Yeah. I mean, it was. It was a family cat, I suppose.
So you fed it, you watered it, you played with the cat.
Yeah.
Do you really play with a cat?
I don't know.
Pet the kitty.
I have a neighbor lady that brings her cat out and puts it on a goddamn leash.
The Nuzzin.
The Nuzzin?
That's the lady.
That's not a cat. That's not a cat.
No. I don't know. Looks like a kitty to me.
She just takes the rollers out of her fucking cunny hair. It looks like she's taking a kitty for a walk.
Hairball.
Yeah. Pussy perm.
There it is. Pussy perm. Put it on a t-shirt. You heard it here first.
You know, thinking about that story that...
What?
I want to think the cat snuck out of the house is what happened. It was wintertime.
Yeah.
And at the time now we have a patio on the backside of the garage there. But at the time we didn't have a patio. We just had like a wooden...
Like porch
deck.
Porch thing.
Yeah,
like
porch.
But it was low. It only was maybe 6 inches off the ground. Yep. You know? And the cat snuck out. That was when Mario was
Mario,
around.
Yeah, because he, he brought the story up again years and years later.
Yeah.
It's well, a story that just doesn't go away.
And the cat must have snuck out or whatever in the winter, and we never found it till... the spring, March, April, when it started unthawing and stinking, and Mario's like, what is that smell? I'm like, sure shit, there was a cat under the porch,
Yeah, so in here, found it. But here's how it went then, is Mario goes, Nathan, we found your cat. And I was pretty excited.
I can see it's dead. Then you weren't so excited.
Then it was. Then the excitement left, and it hasn't returned.
That was. Were you? You guys were in high school, right? When Mario was here.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I probably was in middle school, but Well, the first time. Yeah.
Right. I mean, when he was here, school wise.
Yeah, living here.
I think it's our turn to go down there.
I'm ready.
Yeah, he was here.
Well, I knew that. I remember you guys having a cat in that house, Jason.
Yeah.
The one in Chippewa there.
Yeah.
Because I was over at your house one time for something, and I was sitting in a chair. You had a recliner or a chair, like, kind of in the corner by where you walked into the kitchen. And I had my arm hanging over the side of the chair, and the cat took a swipe at my hand, and it hit my hand, and, of course, I jerked my hand away. And I ripped its claw right out of its freaking paw. It was embedded in my finger.
That's the cat's fault.
Yeah, the cat's lucky it ran, because I would have fucking... I might have punted that thing. Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
I guess I don't remember.
Is it a pussy punt then?
Pussy punt. Puss punt.
So anyways, okay, back to news.
It's
enough kitty talk.
Yeah.
So I had the we already discussed the French pole vaulter, and then I thought this was kind of funny. Host of a Fox News show or some show on Fox, this Laura Ingraham was talking about politics, and she goes, her quote was, "If you know Minnesota, and I know it well, especially Milwaukee, it's changed in recent years."
Wow.
I was like, yeah, you know it well.
Nailed it.
Yeah, nailed it. So that was all the news that I had.
That's awesome.
But my new Reddit that we should discuss. So anybody who's listened, if you really want to get an education, or maybe people already knew about this, I did not know that this was a thing. So there's a subreddit called Sounding. S-O-U-N-D-I-N-G, Sounding. And you'd think, oh, maybe it has something to do with sound. No, it certainly does not.
Does it happen to have 99,000 members?
Let me look. Yeah, 99.8K.
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
That's
so. Let me read the description here.
I've seen one picture.
Yeah. Oh, watch that video.
I've seen what it is. I'm not.
Yeah, I did not know that this was a thing, and I was honestly, it's the most disturbed I've been in a while by the internet.
Is this on Google?
No, it's on Reddit.
Oh, okay.
Sounding is the practice of inserting objects into the urethra, which is the hole in the end of your wang, for sexual and or mental pleasure. When practiced correctly, it can give all sorts of nice feelings, and safe play is absolutely encouraged. Blah, 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 blah.
Not a fucking leg bolt.
Yeah, so this Reddit is all videos and pictures of guys. This is, Chad, you got to scroll down to the next video. You got to watch this one. Scroll down and watch that.
That looks like a 10-penny nail or something.
Oh, it's a bolt.
That one. Watch that. Unfucking believable.
What the fuck
just,
is it?
Just watch. It's holding the thing in.
What?
He had that thing in there for 5 hours, he said.
What the fuck is it?
Watch. It just keeps coming and coming and coming. This guy is pulling this long, ribbed,
what the fuck?
Like, piece of rubber out of the end of his unit.
5 hours?
Yes, because that's what that pink contraption is. Is it holds it in there?
That's
disturbing.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to be trying this.
What the hell? Nope.
Huh.
Like I said, that was the most disturbed I've been in a while looking at the internet. I thought I'd seen some shit, and then The internet's undefeated, though. Just when you think nothing can surprise you.
Right.
There comes that.
Yeah, I won't be on that one.
Shoving stuff in the end of your wiener. No, thank you. Mm-mm. That's definitely an exit only.
Mm. Mm.
Chad's digging deep, though. He's,
no, I'm reading the comments.
Yeah, yeah, I know. You're digging deep. I get it. Chad, later on tonight, Chad's going to have a fucking barn spike just sliding her in.
So, unfortunately, there's a lot of comments on here. There's not one that is upset with it like I am or concerned. They're in this
community.
Yeah.
They're impressed, probably.
Yeah. How do I get a flat cage like that?
A okay. What?
I don't, that's what that pink thing was. It's called a flat cage.
Huh.
If I see that on anybody's Christmas list, I'm not getting that.
Huh.
That thing was like a foot long.
Maybe he's...
Well, I mean, your urethra does travel up into your
bladder.
Body, obviously, you know.
Maybe,
so.
Maybe the guy's a French pole vaulter. who knows?
It's actually... No, I should have quit reading, but...
Yeah.
It is the beginning...
Or just quit talking.
It's the beginning stage to a larger set to come.
Ooh.
Yeah, because their goal is to get wider and wider.
So this is like they're putting the like, gauge the thing in the
ears.
Ear.
In the ears. Oh, my God, I hate that. Oh, I hate that.
This is terrible. To me,
I was just going to say, that's Nate's hair dye.
That's the hair dye to me. Yeah. The gauge is... Gauging oh, that's a... Nope. Don't even... Nope.
So anyways, don't, all you listeners out there,
don't need that.
Check it out, educate yourself, send us an email, let us know what you think about that.
Yeah, good luck.
All right, speaking of emails, yes. Let's move on to yes, a please. Little more family friendly. Let's
get out of this one.
The last few weeks we've been having a deal contest for this
for the here, mug
for this for coffee mug.
Mug.
So
big
I
money no whammies.
We're going to do this on the We're going to give that away. Oh. Chad's got, look at that. He's trying to. So,
see how that.
If we oh, there go here, look at there. Now, so we have.
Spin the wheel of destiny.
Spin that wheel. We go through the names of the people that we have on there because the people that aren't watching aren't going to be able to see this.
Correct.
Uh-huh.
You're missing a name, aren't you?
I don't know. Who am I missing?
Ryan.
Oh.
Holy fuck, get your shit together, tech guy. I thought we fired the tech guy.
This is my first day on the job.
That's the one I sent you the Facebook message.
Yep.
Did Dave put in or no?
I didn't see one.
I didn't either. Well, I don't see the emails, obviously.
Yeah, I didn't see an email.
He may not have since he's won already.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And he doesn't probably drink coffee.
So... Well, you could put anything in there. It's a cup. All right, so here we have Kale.
It's made for coffee, Nathan.
Kale A, Kelly B, Caleb P, Chris W, Rachel J, Chris L, Carly B, Michael M, Dara L, Chris C, and Ryan M.
Carly B, isn't she a singer?
No, that's Cardi
B.
Oh.
She's got that whop.
Oh, I heard that song. That's a...
Wet ass.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Kitty.
That Kelly Beatty's daughter told me that song. She said, here, listen to this. I'm like, what in the fuck is this song? I never heard it before. I didn't hear it ever since.
You don't replay it?
That came out around the time when that one Christmas song was outlawed. Yeah,
baby, it's cold outside.
Yeah. We got this wet ass pussy song.
Yeah.
Talking about beat it up, smack it.
Right.
The whole nine yards.
Yep.
But baby, it's cold outside is.
Oh,
you know
I
that
like that song. Yeah.
It's because they're talking about how
it's unwanted advances.
He's trying to persuade her to stay against her wishes, so to speak, so that things can happen, apparently.
Well, he's just looking out for her safety.
Yeah, it's cold
outside.
Yeah.
Yeah. Should we spin this thing?
Why don't you
spin the wheel of destiny.
The wheel.
And the winner is...
Holy
spin.
And we are going to Michael M.
Hey,
Michael M.
We have a winner.
BDM in the house.
BDM.
Winner. Winner every time.
There you go. So that coffee mug goes to Michael.
Thank you, Michael.
Next week we'll start a new next week.
So. That one will probably just ship out in a Ziploc baggie, and however you get it, you get it.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah.
Yeah, seems fair.
Yeah. What? It didn't say it was coming in one piece. Yeah.
That's true.
Just because that's what it looks like now.
Well. Right. Yeah.
It's a coffee mug puzzle. Put it together with super glue.
Yeah. Enjoy.
We'll send the glue in.
Yeah. Right. No, we won't.
No, we won't.
Some assembly required.
There you go.
Hey, nice.
Hey, one real quick thing.
He's still on that Reddit.
Yeah, like in my mind. I'm shocked. I mean, like you said, the internet won.
It's undefeated.
Yeah. Do we have time? How much time have we got?
How much time do you want?
As much as you want. I don't know.
We're the tech crew.
Jason's probably going to win this one, but it was just a conversation we had at our last meeting. On time to work. Do you guys, are you a person, if you work at 7, are you getting there at 6:58? Are you getting there at 6:45? Or are you going to be one of those guys that are at 6:15, knowing damn well you can't punch in until 5 to 7? Are you going to sit there for a half hour, 45 minutes to acclimate yourself? Or
when I was a smoker, I'd get there half hour to an hour before my shift would start, and I would just sit out at this picnic table and smoke a couple cigarettes and bullshit, because there were several other guys who did the same thing.
Yeah.
And we'd sit outside and shoot the breeze and have a couple smokes and then, you know, go in and start work or whatever. But now that I'm not, I'm still there at least a half hour early. I mean, I don't punch a clock anymore. I'm salaried, but, like, I'm always there.
Yeah?
Yeah, early.
I would say I'm at work a good 20 minutes, give or take a minute or two, you know. But on average, I would say it's 20 minutes before my shift.
Hmm. 3:30 is pretty much 3:30.
So, I mean, you start...
3:45 is 3:45 is when I get... Because that's pretty fucking early. But...
Yeah.
So, it's just pretty much when I get there, I clock in, you know.
So, you don't sit there and wait till 4 is what you're getting at?
No. Well, it depends. You know, sometimes you get tired, you know, especially towards the end of the week. You're dragging pretty good, you know. So, sometimes... Yeah, it might not be till 4 o'clock. You
but know, technically, your shift doesn't actually start till what, 5?
5.
So, right, you're still, it's just you're not working as much overtime as you could, is all that boils down to. You're still there super early.
Well, no, I get there and I start work right away.
Right, but I'm saying, like, so I'm instead doing, like, of starting at 3:30, you're starting at 4.
Right.
It's still all overtime.
Yeah, so it's 44 hours.
Yeah.
I'm working. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, I could go on Fridays, but... If 44 hours isn't enough, 44, 45,
yeah,
maybe find another person, you know.
Yeah, hire an extra worker.
Yeah, get another guy. Then I can do 40, you know, because then they'll take up the other slack that needs to be done.
Hmm.
You know, saving the company money, not overtime then.
Sure.
There you go.
Yeah, and I don't necessarily have a starting time per se either. I'll say I aim for 7 o'clock to be at work. Some days it's 10:02, some days it's 10 after, some days it's 8.
But that's, I mean, so that goes to, like, if you had to be there at 7, are you there at 10:02 because you're there?
Like when you used to work at Mason Shoe and you had to be there at,
yeah, maybe 5-10 minutes early.
Okay. Because I see a lot of, or most of the time I've, in through my years, I've seen a lot of people that are, I would say a 10 minutes or more prior to the shift.
Oh, yeah.
This job.
My last job was like that. That's how I was always early, probably a half an hour, 20 minutes maybe. Always early just to get my fucking mindset, get coffee going, you know, for everybody else and have some Famous Amos cookies or something, you know. But now it's not like that no more.
This job, and I'm there earlier, but this job, there are, I would say, more than 50% of them, if they have to punch in at 6, it's 5:59, four.
Nine, yeah.
6 seconds just to
yep.
be on the safe side.
Yep.
I can't get on board with that.
Are they like under 25 years old maybe?
No, they're all different ages.
Oh, really?
Oh, fuck. One guy's only got, I think, 12 working days left.
And so, like,
that's his
like jam. Like, when I was at the CC and I was punching the clock before I became salaried, like, when I almost always work second shift, right? So your shift starts at 3. So if, unless you were approved for overtime, like, you can't work overtime, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, like, and we were always busy, so usually you could do overtime. But, like, say you weren't working overtime, you couldn't punch in more than 8 minutes yep. early. Yeah. I think it was.
I was at a place where it was 7.
Yeah, it was so many minutes yep. before 3, right?
Yep.
And then it rounded back. Otherwise, you were getting 15 minutes of overtime.
Right. Okay. Yep. That's so, how it is where I'm at.
Yeah, so, like, most of the time, I would, you know, hang out in the break room or, you know, outside burning one with the guys or whatever. And then it's like, oh, okay, it's 6-2. I'd go in and punch the clock. And then you go and stand by the hallway or the entrance to the floor. But you couldn't actually start walking to the floor until the bell rang because everybody's driving around on forklifts.
Mm.
So it's they deemed it not to be safe. Like, it used to just be a free-for-all, you know. And at 2:15, 3 o'clock, or shift change, it was a fucking, you had to have your head on a swivel, right? Because there's people in forklifts all over the place. So, but then they changed it, so when that bell hit 3 o'clock, you made your walk back to your department. And perfect. That way all the forklifts were parked or whatever, and, you know, it was safer. But, yeah, if I have to be anywhere at a set time, I'm always at least 15 minutes early.
Perfect. All right, I was just curious. That's just something I picked up, noticing a lot of seconds prior to fucking
work. We're going to be done. Okay. But before we're done, I'm going to ask what your hat says.
No regrets.
No regrets, okay. 'Cause
not even one letter?
That's my credo.
From here, I could see... I was reading it out as No Regrets, which is a Gary Allen song. I thought maybe you were doing homage. Because you guys know next week, that's where I'll be. I'll have so much. Next week, I don't know. I mean, you guys want to take the week off or whatever. I could just sit and talk an hour about the show.
That no one cares.
You see our ratings spike. Boom. Through the roof.
Yeah, by one. You're right.
Spike.
Anyway.
You better throw a t-shirt up on stage.
Did you see?
He's throwing his panties up on stage.
Oh, the thing. I did get a new shirt.
Gary!
I did get a new shirt for the show.
He knows he's hearing him because he's the only one in the audience. Yes, Nate, how's it going? I miss you, Gary! Have my butt, baby! I love you!
What kind of t-shirt did you get?
It was Gary Allen, Watching Airplanes. I'll show you guys.
Watching Airplanes?
Is that a song? Yeah, it is a pretty good song.
See?
You've actually heard some of his music?
I have. I've actually seen this guy.
Huh. You've been to a show?
I have, over in Treasure Island.
Was it at like Woolworths, Five and Dime, where they open up a new franchise?
Yeah, it was. You know how some bathrooms, when they're cleaning them or you're using them, has that background music?
Oh, yeah.
That was him live.
Huh. Yeah. So that little tiny store could afford to have Gary Allen just come in and play music random.
Well, it's been another good week.
That's crazy. I just, huh.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. So congratulations to Michael for winning the mug. We'll make sure that gets up to you guys.
He doesn't want to hear it no more.
No.
Oh, you guys have been on mute for the... I've learned...
We're talking about your love interest. You're fucking...
You guys have been
on... You and Gary are simpatico.
You guys have been on mute, so it doesn't
matter. You're two musketeers and a one musketeer pod. I mean, I get it.
Congratulations, Michael. Winning the mug.
Ready to go, Michael.
Make sure you guys listen next week. We'll have a new thing to give away.
Nate will be having fucking statue socks stacked up to the ceiling after watching
over
fucking Gary Allen in concert.
All right.
Again.
Coming to you live from Dick's Tire Change Station.
All right, let's go watch some Rough and Rowdy.
Hey there.
All right, you guys have a good week.
Yeah, later.
All right, adios. All
right, bye.
Boat came over this table.
I would like to.